USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House says the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border could jump up from more than 16,000 this month to as many as 26,000 in September. No one knows for sure as the Biden administration continues to censor the media from border facilities. The White House is working on a COVID-19 vaccine passport initiative that could be required for travel, sporting events, and even eating out. The report comes as major U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are pushing President Biden to develop a standardized government-backed credential. Two girls ages 13 and 15 were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while delivering food in Washington, D.C. Muhammad Anwar, 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off with his car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open. It crashed seconds later outside the ballpark to the Washington Nationals. Mr. Anwar died at the scene. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.